A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December the 29th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this last Wednesday in December.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the death of veteran football administrator Ndumiso Kumede, and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. In its daily bulletin, the Ministry of Health reports that 32 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 2,000 tested positive for the coronavirus, which has taken the lives of almost 5,000 Zimbabweans since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that more than 4 million people have received their COVID-19 vaccines in Zimbabwe, and over 3 million their second dose.
At least 208,000 Zimbabweans have contracted COVID-19 since March last year, and almost 170,000 have fortunately recovered.
In other news, veteran football administrator Ndumiso Kumede passed away today at Mpilo Hospital of an undisclosed ailment. He was recently honored by Highlander supporters who gave him an assortment of presents and cash for his sterling performance in the club.
And Kumede started working at Highlander's structures in the 1970s and rose through the ranks to become the club's chairperson and secretary general. He also became Zimbabwe Football Association's vice president. He played a key role in purchasing of Highlanders' assets, which include a sports center and camping sites.
Some soccer supporters are now urging the Zimbabwean government to declare him a national hero. Ibambe Zulwanda Balinjani, lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezithiyeneyo. Namhla kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum sikhangela okuthiyeneyo. Ukuqala esikukhangelayo khona manje, sikhangela khonokhu ke okwe-COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani emhlabeni yonke jikelele. Singangeni sidlule ngalokho. Siyabona ukuthi-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-32 abahlola izolo batholakala ngathi-ke 32 ababulewe yi-COVID-19. Kubese kusithi-ke abayi-2099 ngabantu abahlole batholakala bele gciwane le-COVID-19. Kulabanye njalo abafika 3,000 abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo. Kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye uhlangothi lolu luyabika ukuthi sukela abantu 4,940 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19 phakathi kwabantu abayi-207,000 548. Asebaphepha kubhubhane lolu by 169,963. Njalo sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala bayidlula 4,106,800. Kwesokusithi-ke laba sebehlatshwe esibili bafika khonapho 3,115,000. So khanyangazana abantu bayithatha-ke ijekiseni leyi yokuthi bephephe kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kokunye okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, siboneke ukuthi umnumzana Ndumiso Kumede kasekho. UKumede uyaziwa kakhulu, uyaziwa ngokuthi uKumede wabantu. Singathi uKumede wangena kwa-Highlanders ngama-1970s, wangena khonapho waze waphezulu esikhongweni sokuthi abe umgcini sihlalo kweqembu leli. Waphinda njalo waba ngu-Secretary General, khona-ke sikubiza sithi ngunobhala jikelele kweklabhu naleli. Wasethenga-ke okuthiyeneyo i-club house, wathenga le ndlu lapho abantu laba bakhaba phela ibhola okumele ukuthi bahlale kiyo bengakayidlala lamanye amaqembu kuthiwa i-club facilities lapho kumele ukuthi phela abantu bazelule bamele ukuthi bayidlale umdlalo olandelayo. UKumede njalo wangena ukuba ngu-ZIFA vice president esebenza okunye okumangalisayo. So kulabantu imbavela kusabasebesithi UKumede kumele adikle ukuthi i-national hero ngoba usebenze kakhulu kwezemidlalo. Sakhangela futhi njalo olunye udaba kulo baba kuthiwa Nkululeko Letta ongumanjinela kwele Zimbabwe. Nkululeko Letta usanda ukuqansa intaba enkulu kakhulu uKilimanjaro. Uthi-ke wazizwa engani kulo mdlozela wabe qansa intaba leyi wathatha 42 kilometers zonke ngamalanga amabili uthi eqansa siya phezulu. Uthi esesendla futhi wathatha amalanga amabili kodwa wayelabantu ababencedisa-ke uNkululeko Letta. So this guy Nkululeko Letta marvelous is a structural engineer and is one of the Zimbabweans who recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, after he was encouraged by locals to achieve this feat. So it took Nkululeko 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain and then 2 days to come down. He spent about 20 minutes at the top of the mountain as per some instructions of tour operators. Yes, some people, of course, who carried some kind of things with him, like, you know, food, and, you know, some were even carrying some tents and so forth. And one of them was looking after his health. He says he's a tough guy. He's not for the faint-hearted. And according to him, quote and unquote, this was a very strong team that he had. So he paid a parking fee, of course, and then altogether he paid 1,200 to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. You know, I think maybe you can challenge him. You look strong, marvelous. Maybe try it.
I think, you know what, that's why they say the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. You really have to be fit to be able to take that kind of climb. So I'm very super proud of him. I mean, there's a lot coming out of Zimbabweans this year. So we didn't only have bad news due to COVID-19, but look, we're having so much encouraging things happening, like the four, you know, our Ndlovu Emeli, who's also, you know, running a campaign right now to educate people about COVID-19. So it's interesting. I hope that he took the Zimbabwean flag up there and was able to wave it when he was up there, up Mount.
His disappointment was, as per instructions, he was supposed to spend only 20 minutes. After that, they are saying it's deadly.
Yes.
Stay there for too long. So 20 minutes, and he didn't like the vegetation. So it's poor vegetation. But he enjoyed all the way and coming down.
Yes, I think I've watched a lot of nature programs, and I think it's for health reasons, because the altitude up there is very different to what you experience down there. But I wish he was live here so we could ask him, but maybe next time.
Yeah, because he's traveling, unfortunately.
Yeah. Asi kunyawo varipachirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Achitaura zvakare nhasi tikuenderera mberi kutarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 chitarisa kuti tasvika kumapeto egore rino ra2021 tichipinda muna 2022 vhiki rinotevera pari zvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kuti nezuro munyika makawanikwa imo vanhu 32 vachishaya kubva kudenda iri COVID-19 pakawanikwa zvakare 2,000 vanhu vachiwanikwa vachitesta positive for COVID-19 uye pari zvino vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 million pari zvino. Asi tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya idzi tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika. Nhasi tatambira nhau dzinorwadza chaizvo. Vaimbova vachishanda kuZipa uyezve vachishanda kuHighlanders Football Club vaDumiso Gumede vawanikwa ivo vachisisiya. Saka nhasi vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti dai zvaibvira vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa ruremekedzo rekunge vari mumwe achaitwawo kuHeroes Acre kana kuti vaonekwa segamba, nekuti zvinonzi vagumedhe vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira kutenga tingati aye mabuildings eHighlanders kuBulawayo ikoko. Vakawanikwa zvakare vachitenga camping site, izvo zvakafadza vatsigiri vazhinji veHighlanders. Tinoona kuti iro nguva yapfuura iyi vakatowanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo timu yavo kana kuti nevatsigiri vavo vakapiwa mari nezvimwewo, asi nhasi tazotambira mazwi ekuti aiwa vatisiya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa, uyezve kuti gwanza ravasiya richakwanisa here kuti ripindwewo nevamwe. Tisarisa zvakare musangano mukuru uchange uri paZoom, musangano wemakereke akasiyana-siyana uri kudeidzerwa nevatingati vae vanogara kuno kudiaspora kuAmerica. Tina Reverend Eva Mudambanuki vachauya vachitaura kuti musangano uyu wakakosha sei kune vanhu vese pasi rose, nekuti vari kuti mubatanidzwa wevanoita maprayer meeting pamafoni zuva nezuva. Asi uchange wekutanga nemusi wesvondo. Over to you, Giggs.
Yes, marvelous. So let's start with Reverend Mudambanuki. Tinzwe kuti what she can say about COVID, then we'll go into the other issues as we go in this program. So start with the COVID issue, marvelous.
Yeah, I want to chingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, Reverend.
Oh, thank you so much. Ndinomukwasa iwo muzita raJesu.
Ndinobuda zvakanaka chaizvo. Tombotanga nekukuvhunza ipamusoro peCOVID, tichitarisawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica. Manga muri kubatsira sei panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19 kuedza kutaura nezvazvo kana kubatsirawo mhuri dzinenge dzabatwa nedenda iri?
tanga tiri kubatsirana physically kutibizi sana kuti toita sei kunyanya tichitora ma mishonga yekumusha kwedu zvatinoita sekufukira kutore majinja kungosanganisa ma natural herbs iri nzira yekudzivirira uye zvakare nekubatsirana neavo vanenge vari kurwara kunamata nawo kuvakurudzira kuti vavo vanozvichengeta pamwe chete nekuchema nevanenge vafirwa nekufunga nevari kumusha tichibatsirana nawo mazano marairanwa mazano atinenge tapiwawo nevamwe tagara tichiita pass on kune Zimbabwean population mudiaspora.
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us, what role did the church play, especially the Zimbabwean churches during COVID-19? When we look at this is now the second year that we are fighting this pandemic, but what role did your church play?
The Zimbabwean population in the diaspora has been very instrumental in helping our population understanding this pandemic, which is beyond us. And at the same time, we have been encouraging our people to follow the CDC guidelines, instructions that are given worldwide. And at the same time, we have been using the natural herbs since, you know, that in Zimbabwe, we always use the natural herbs. So that has been very helpful to so many people. We use ginger, garlic, and lemon, and onions, all that, just to using that, which has been very helpful. And at the same time, from a spiritual perspective, we have been praying with those who have been affected, those who have lost their loved ones, grieving with them and encouraging them. Some are not even able to go home to mourn their loved ones, which is so sad and difficult, but we have been trying to be together because we are one. We always try our best to be together within our prayer lines. We gather together and we sing songs of our condolences and giving testimonies, word of encouragement. That has been very helpful. And within various organizations within North America, people have been doing that. When somebody passes on, those we know and we don't know, it's our custom even to give resources, GoFundMe, etc. So we have been together. That's the important thing during this COVID. And we are still together, looking forward, working together in 2020 and praying together.
So now, what has been the impact of COVID-19 on the church?
The church, people have questions why. People are asking, you know, during the time of Job when there was there, when he had his own pandemic, there were so many questions. So when is this going to end? Where is God? And why is it happening to us? And what can we do? So, you know, it has been a very difficult year, beginning January to this present day. I was saddened by what you just said, that a lot of people have been diagnosed positive, and at the same time, those who have passed on, my condolences to those families. So the church is standing as the watchdog of God's people. The church is the voice. We are the voice to the people, to those who are discouraged, to those who are going through the passage of time, the difficult time. We don't lose hope. We keep the hope. And you know, Christmas has come to give us hope because Jesus is there. He was born to give us hope and to give us peace and love, that love of God, and at the same time, the joy to the world which has come. So we stand in the midst of that darkest hours. We know where to lean. We lean on God.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are coming back to you shortly. Now we're joined by Mr. Nhlanhla Mbambo, who is based in UK. First of all, we'll talk about COVID, Mr. Mbambo, then we'll cascade into other issues. Welcome to the program, sir. Yes. So okay, when the COVID is going to happen,
kodwa ke mina bengitravele bengisewashington the xa ngifika elingazivalela endlini, so ngilinda ama-results ami angabuya then sengiphuma-ke.
Kates ungabuka ngona lapha eWashington.
I sense England Kates.
Also we're England. So uhamba kwakho uhamba kwakho lokho eh bekunjani nxa ugathi indiza mthena. Kabe ihlezi lonke ku one seat kumbe omunye ufaka imaskele omunye kwabe kumenja.
Bekugcwele kusesabeka dube kodwa besifaka ama-mask engibone ema-airport ikakhulu e-New Jersey. Hayi kade kade kungenala space sokuthi umuve nje. I think ngabantu abayemakhaya for iKhisimus. I think local e-UK AES then international. Bekusesabeka kakhulu lapho sibonga nje ukuthi umuntu ngithe nxa ngifika anzaye ngibe nama-symptoms kodwa hhayi bekungahambeki.
Yeah, so marvelous. Ntatambambo has been traveling. So he was in Washington. He went back to the UK. You know, he travels a lot. He knows USA like the back of his hand. So he's all over the show. So he says traveling was a bit difficult. Maybe you can pose a question to him. Yeah.
Maybe just share what did you see, because I know that I also traveled during in the past few weeks. Going to Texas, but what I witnessed is, there are different rules to different cities. Because here in Washington, D.C., obviously, you have to mask up. But the minute I got to Texas, I had an option. I could wear my mask or not. The mandate day is not, it's not there. You can, if you're wearing a mask, actually, they think that you are not vaccinated. So what did you see?
When I was in D.C. and Maryland, I thought it was really strict, but it was when I was in New York and New Jersey, it was really, really strict there, because in the public, you find that everybody is wearing a mask. Unlike in Maryland, it was a situation where now I'm going to show someone will remind you to wear a mask. But in New Jersey, I remember walking in the street, someone saying, if you wear a mask, the police are going to have the right to stop you. So I think, as you say, state by state, it's different. In New York, the New Jersey, I think it's very, very strict. Because in New York, McDonald's in New York, for you to sit in there, you have to prove what you're vaccinated. To eat, to buy and eat, they will sell the pants. You have to pay. But they allow you to take Uhambe, but to sit in, you have to prove what you're vaccinated.
But also remember that New York had one of the highest figures of COVID-19 infections here in the United States. And I think now, even with Omicron, they are crying foul that, they've seen numbers rising up. So it's interesting to see that now they're asking for proof. So did you have your proof on your phone? Where did you have your proof?
I didn't have my proof. So what I did, to be honest, was to just buy and get out.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, okay.
Yeah, now, the reality gives. I think, because when we talk about figures, some people don't know exactly what's also happening here, in this kind of world. But regulations, people actually do check. I remember even to go into a show, they will ask you, like what you said, for your proof. So what they now advise people to do is take a picture of your vaccination card or your booster and keep it on your phone, because it can be called upon any time and you can then prove to say, no, this is my vaccination. But I was interested in knowing about this travel ban. Did that affect you at all?
No, it didn't affect me at all, really. What happened is, like, I did my, what do they call it, a pre-departure vaccine. It was pretty late. It was a test before.
Pre-departure test, yes.
Yes. So, because I had already a dose, so it didn't have an issue. It wasn't an issue at all. Because now, if you're at the airport, you just have to prove that. That's it. It's like that strict. But what happened when I was coming back, I just took it for granted. Dude, maybe I can fly out without having to prove it. Pre-departure from the UK to England. When I got there, they said, you can't put you on this plane now, the pre-departure test in the US. So I had to pay $250 in which is the airport at that point.
Wow. So I think it's there.
Yes. I think it's good to prepare before you travel, really, because when I looked at it, it was going to be cheaper if I had done it at Baltimore. Maybe it was $100 at Baltimore. But when I looked at the airport, I had to pay $250, and the line yakona it is ridiculous. A lot of people, I think, take this thing for granted to say, oh, maybe I can make my way through. But it's, they are very strict. Mm-hmm. You can't board an aeroplane without proving, without showing a pre-departure test. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. So now let's turn to Highlanders. I know that you're one of the biggest Highlanders fans or supporters and a member. You're a life member, right? So, Dumiso, Dumiso Kumete Kaseko, ungathi ke amazwi akho kona.
Eish, sibuhlungu kanjani baba uDube, it's news ekade singazilindele, because ungacabanga ukuthi Kumete, 7 days ago, a week ago, we celebrated, bekulomcimbi kade simenzele wona. And it was so beautiful to see him ebukeke ejabulile. I really couldn't believe it. It happened exactly okadaka baba uDube, if you remember. I just sent him a wish, but after that week, I heard the news with his pastor. Exactly, Kumete, Nkabangaga Kulu, Nbe, Konapa, Eskati, Ukuluma, and looking Balama messages like WhatsApp, Yabla, the city game up. Kapelecha, into Lekona, Lekorona, Tinasis Valenji. So, same Salam, the same Balama messages, Ushunganja, Babu, Avant to buy it to Handila Kulu, Lava, SUS, Vazuaki Islanders, Mabu Kumetu, and Kabanga. Sicabanga eLenders njenga 1986 ayakhayo la manje nxa silokhu silandela nostalgic feeling is because of uGumede ngendlela ayikhokela ngakhona eLenders njenga 1986 uthela nxa sechiya sesiyarare ngo 1989 iLenders yayi so solid ukuthi kubuhlungu la manje xa sikhumbula sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi ubaba sesimenza upresident ukuthi abe advisor nako sehambile quick like that.
So, Manji, just hold on a second. Just 1 second. I'm trying to sort out something here. Yeah, okay. So, Manji, anyway, let's talk about Ukumet.
Angazi ukuthi bona bazacabangani abakhulu beBhoso babuDube, kodwa ke mina ukubona kwami bengicabanga ukuthi kube le-ona enkulu for babuGumet. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi thina kobulawayo laphana ungathengela. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuona abantu mayibabasulelayo kodwa laba abantu abayiba benza ukuthi idolobho lelithuthuke kasicabanga ngabo. Kwesinye isikhathi khona yona lani ibhabha fizumbile uveve. Why singathi maybe le indumiso Gumede Stadium? Kwamanye amazwe bakuDube asiyonto eyinkinga le yokwenza njalo. Quick bahlonipha abantu babo. Uthole ukuthi ngesikhathi esincane nje beba i-stadium kumbe certain structure. Sinike sibizo lalona umuntu just ukuthi simhloniphe nje si-appreciate ukuthi hayi lo muntu lowo nguye owasinda saba lapho. Bengicabanga bona ukuthi kwenye isikhathi let's just think of a structure. Kumbe yona leyana i-Islanders Clubhouse ibe indumiso Gumede House.
Yeah. Okay, just hold on there. We'll come back to you. Marvelous. Maybe you can chip in. We've got Mr. Makawe Nyati. Mr. Nyati, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. For coming on to the program, maybe just give us your take on the passing of Mr. Gumede. What do you think and how do you think he should be remembered? What's his legacy?
Sanbonani, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you, Babu Dube. Sihlangana ngendaba ezingemnandi. Indaba ezibuhlungu kangaka. It's so sad. It's so sad what just happened. It's even difficult to even think about it after such a campaign to celebrate his wonderful work in soccer, in football, and just a week down the line the man is gone. It's so difficult even to believe it, just to understand what really just happened. So Ubaba Gumede, He was a down to earth man. He was a man who knew a people, a man of the people, a man who would who was welcoming. I remember several times interacting him on social media platforms, on Twitter. He would just interact with anyone, whether it's about soccer or it's about our culture and the Highlanders, which is our heritage. You would just interact and answer questions and talk to anyone and everyone. It's said that now he's gone just like that, and he's just leaving us in the open like that. It's unbelievable. But, well, it has happened, and it's God's will. We as a nation, we really need to think deeper and really consider honoring this man. Somehow, I like the idea that let the stadium be named after him. Let there be a club or even the clubhouse. Let it be named after him. He was. A man of his word. He led that club to greater heights, and until his last breath, Gumede was there for Highlanders. And right until his last breath, we learned a lot from him. And the campaign that was going on to celebrate his life, who would have known that it's a goodbye for him? But well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. And thank you, Studio 7, for this program as well, honoring this man. He really deserved something like this, or even bigger than this.
Yes, I'm going to go to the next one.
Kumete bengumuntu wabantu, not only in his expertise, not kungekho asikho kuphela kulokho akwaziyo obekungumdlalo wenguqu. Ugumede bengumuntu okhululekileyo, even noma uxoxa naye ezamasiko encingweni zokuxhumana lezi, uyaphendula imibuzo, ubengumuntu ophile ebantwini, engumuntu omdala ozimiseleyo ukuthungamela abantu abasha nokuthungamela abantu ngendlela eqondileyo. And njengesizwe asilahlekele kakhulu, kungasikho kuphela isizwe sakomthakazi, but isizwe seZimbabwe as a whole silahlekele kakhulu ngumuntu obesazi amasiko, umuntu obesazi ukuthungamela ezemidlalo ngendlela efaneleyo. And okubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ensukwini nje ezimbalo besimbona uGumede ejayiva kumnandi konke kukuhle, kubungazwa umsebenzi awenzileyo, kubungazwa umsebenzi awenzileyo kwezemidlalo. Kodwa namhlanje nanku sokwenzakele okwenzakeleyo. So ebengingakutsho ukuthi ilizwe, kungasikho isizwe sakumthakazi kuphela, ilizwe leZimbabwe kumele lime ngezinyawo li celebrate iqhawe lengumede. Ubeliqhawe Gumede. Akukho okunye ebengakusho.
Okay, marvelous. Maybe last question to Mr. Nyati.
Maybe if I can just translate into Shona, because I'm not sure if it's a conversation. Apotukuzwa, Nyati kanwede barikutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo dai va Gumede vakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa. Sarah would she want a quality pee or open its mention was a day say Baba Field Stadium, Akana Highlanders House who go a Valoti Vakashanda, Mabasa, Akanaka change Yeshi, Baba Vazura, and Danga Rokati, a Vakumede, Vaiti Pace, Panigi Parukamba, a team Yavokana, Shakanaka should be Kareva Tamba, as you know, the Sakarakuti, or Vaikan Sasha carrying the Vasora Nevan, Panga Paripa, the Dems and the Twitter, Kanare Facebook, Kanaripi. Vati ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvanga zvichinyanyo vabata panyaya iyo yekuti iye zvine zvari kutofungidzira kuti
dai
kutofunga kuti dai pakwanisa kunge pari kuitwa zvakawanda vakatenda Studio 7 kuti aiwa matigonera nekunge muine chirongwa ichochi chekutsanangura uyezve chekurangarira vadhumiso Gumede.
Yes, we had an interview with Alexander Masego. I think you still remember him as the captain of Islanders Football Club, and another member of the club, Chavo Moyo. Just listen to this interview that I did with the two.
Also, PC, or California, one can all the management, Jack, Wumba, Ikembolet, Langa Wuzifa, and Ali, so what it was, woman, manager, you know, Ingook, Abu Bosguas, and have a name. A thing at Balu was in Jang, so I. You will like a cool, not only who posts, but Edison, inolejo yonke kale isilele phansi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu Jabu, sicela uhambe khonapho ke sinozanda Maseko. Zanda, sawubukela futhi.
Yebo, yebo, kunjani bo?
Nomphile Zanda, nakho ke umbiko kasekugunza.
Hayi, anginamazwi madoda, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi wena into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu manje.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani lo gumede.
Oh, I mean, we suka kude mina lo gumede from into ze sport ku Highlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora. I mean, it was a great administrator, one, two. Why am I MC in Chatting One? So, kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him, lapana a jaiva, a dancer, very how a koshiwe. By the way, ngabantu bebuya besenza into engani yaphitha ngapha bakhuza. Hayi, no, it's fun. Now I'm taking me back with the DVD and I will do that. I've actually missed someone very, very, very special.
Yeah, last time I put in a pole and I want to when I'm Captain Reposo. Like, I couldn't do the one up. I was telling you that is the manager. Documents.
Hey, our committee was he was. Men of peace, men of laughter, and the serious and what is winning. Why phone would you go and understand? Almost like a poor. Understand? Be yourself and enjoy the game. Why strict in the ladies as I was going to be strict, but the eye comes no. Or comes no. And I remember also in Masketama game, Lapana and Nimota, Katy Tatabantovan, Waham, the Selu Fave. And as a cover and Bahabis, but driving, wheel, baking, and motayaki, who committed a Umutuaban, you understand? He was just a man of people.
So, Manji, Avant Rom Kumbulinja and Kums, Nova Velavan in City Kums,
you know, to me, Yazi Ukumete has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why not a wonk muntu? Kazanga kapa de lumuntu, why not so it, why not wadi lumuntu? Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes who sport Zimbabwe. He's a hero. Yeah.
So, manje kumele izwele ngobufaka isithombe kwezweni kwele academy wena umbono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthwele umbono wakho
sizana. I think vele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye ibuild angazumbe. Sifake sithi sithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzeke something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje fake them stop
clap on la pana
believe uma ungena nje
then that is Alexander Maseko. I think you still remember him, marvelous. He captained the Highlanders, you know, and that was a Highlanders team which was rolling. It was beating all the clubs, you know. Do you remember those days?
Yes, and what I like, he took it up a notch by saying that the late Gumede was actually an MC, I think one of them said, at his wedding. And he says now he's going to remember him, he's going to go back to the tape and see how Gumede was able to dance and to just make everyone feel at home. So those are the moments that, you know, a lot of people will remember. But what also he said was there was a celebration for him a week ago where people honored him. So as much as it's said, it's very rare for most people to actually be honored while they are alive.
Exactly, so, yes. Exactly.
In a way, God made it possible for him to actually be honored and to know how people feel about him before he passed on. Vachafunga vagumede pamusoro pemabasa vakabata vachitaura kuti vagumede zvakare vakange vari vanhu munhu anoda runyararo vakange vari munhu anoda zvekufara kana vari pavari pangave pari pabhora kana mumamwewo mafaro vakataura ivo kuti vakakwanisa kunge vari MC pamuchato wavo vachitamba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vafare izvo zvichaitawo kuti vawanikwe vachivaremekedza vakati zvakare zvinonyanyovarwadza ivo ndezvekuti vhiki rapfuura iro vagumede vakawanikwa vachiitirwa mabiko vakawanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo ane vanhu vatsigiri vehighlanders nevamwewo vari mahighlanders vakawanikwa ivo vachiratidzwa rudo rwakakura chaizvo kubva saka vari kuti zvavarwadza kuti 1 week later tabva vabva vatisiya saka ndo zvinhu zvavanga vari kutaura Gibbs.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Bambo, on this issue ekakumete, then we cross over to another issue. The quiet sir.
Ngiyabonga babudube lo Sisma Velasi, ngiyajabula lokuzilejenda ikhuluma lapho maseva. Mina into engenza nje ukuthi for ukuthi sikhumbule imemory ka babugumete ukuthi I think we have to make sure ukuthi we uphold ama values and principles of football either Highlanders or Zimbabwe general. Wenzele ukuthi umdlalo wethu ebhora uye phambili kalesi kule African Nations Cup. I think the best thing for us to remember ugumete is to win something for him.
Thank you so much, Baba Mbambo. Sibongele kakhulu ngathini lokusasa.
Hayi, ngiyabonga babuduwe.
Okay, bye bye. So, marvelous. Let's cross over to Reverend Mtambanyuke and then discuss this issue concerning this convention, which is coming very, very soon. And we are here. Many people are going to attend this convention. So, in the next 7 minutes or so, let's discuss this. Then we go into the later, letters issue. So go ahead, marvelous. First question.
My Reverend Mtambanyuke, moti tsananguroone zve revival yenyu ya muinayo. Zvakakosha sei kuti pange chongwa chakadai.
Oh, mazita, ndinotenda sikuru. Kuzvakakosha kuti titange pamwe chete nerevival, kutanga naMwari tichizofambe mugore tanamata, tatanga tanamata. Matthew chapter 6 on verse 33, chakai umambo waMwari nokururama kwawo kwose, zvimwe zvose zvotera. Saka timu yedu iri kutaura nekuti Mwari tarirai Mwari ari kuita zvinhu zvitsva.
So now looking at what is coming, you know, how can you describe this convention which is coming and where are you going to be? How many people are you expecting and just briefly all those kind of things?
Thank you very much. Like I said, we are starting on the January the 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. Central Time. We'll be on Zoom, and there are 12 different groups who are in North America. We have the Mothers Union, which is an Anglican women's organization. We have the CFI, which is being led by Dr. Japheth Ndemera and his crew. We have my Dr. Tariro Shabata, who leads the morning prayer. We have Pastor Marvelous, wonderful woman of God, who leads the Women of Dominion, which is 10 years old. And we also have Dr. Letina Jeranyama, who is the Women of Faith, and I am there too, Reverend Eva Mtambanyuke. I lead the evening prayer, which is 11 years old, and Elder Ndiraya leads the evening prayer, Sekuru Masuka, and Pastor Makoni. And we have the Building for the Future by Pastor Jacob Maforo. And Reverend Kapumbuti, who is in Maryland, who is the North American Wabui. My Judith Mutamba is the RRW United Methodist Church in North America. And Dr. Reverend Hofisi, who is the Methodist in Zimbabwe, is a chaplain in North America. So all these organizations are coming together. The purpose is for us to begin 2022 together, meaning you cannot do away with prayer. We have to be together. So we'll be on Zoom, and all these groups will be preaching, they'll be teaching, and at the same time there'll be break rooms where people go into break rooms and praying for our children, praying for our nation, and praying for the year as it is coming.
Yeah, lapho ke sizwa ke u Reverend Eva Mtambanyuke ekhuluma ngakhona ke about baza kwenza kuyabe ku Zoom bekhuleka besenza konke ke ukuthi ayi revival ukuthi ke kuvuselelwe phela okaNkulunkulu konke ohambelana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu njalo bekhonze bendawonye kula bantu abaningi kakhulu azabe bengena kulokhu kuzoom kuqalisa mhla ka 2 ngozibandlela kuze kuthove amalanga ayi 8 bekuthova konke lokhu so ukuthi ke baya bekhulumisana nabantu ngakho konke lokhu ke ukuthi bakhonze uNkulunkulu bendawonye khonapha kwele Melika kunjalo ke mavulasi
zvakakosha sei nyanya mudiaspora kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachisangana vachikurukura zvatingati zvekwajesu
oh my ndo upenyu hwedu sevana weZimbabwe as you know 95% most of our population wakristu wanonamata saka kuno kudiaspora tisiri kumusha tiri kuno saka tinoda kukudza mhuri dzedu muchikristu so tiri kukurudzirana mhuri dzese kuuya pamwe chete tichitaure shona yedu tichitaure ndebele tichitaure chirungu sewakadzidziswa nevabritish kuti tive tinonamata pamwe chete zvakakoshesesa kuti titange gore nemunamato uye zvakare tinozoenda maprayer group edu tine marevival ari kuuya Women of Dominion in a revival muna June, mamwe CFI muna September, building for the future. We have all these organizations, one ma yearly meetings anoitika. So, wanu wanga zia se, wasina kuparizirwa. Wanga pona se, wasina kuparizirwa. Tingarara maze mu pandemic, tisinga na mat. So that is very important. Is we have to do that.
So, you know, is there any payment that is needed for people to attend or it's just as free as the Word of God?
It's free. Word of God free. What is needed are our hearts. Moyo yedu chete ndio inodiwa kuti tigashire maridzo dzichauya, my teachings achauya, kurudziro ichauya, tofamba semuna 2022. Uwepo pamwe ndo wakakosha.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. Don't go away. We're going to come back to you. After, you know, exhausting the other issue that is today, that we're discussing today. So, remember, Marvelous, when we started the show, we said we've got this guy who actually climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. So, he's a structural engineer. His name is Guleo Leta. He's now based in South Africa. It took him about 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain and another 2 days to come down. So, but he spent, as we indicated, 20 minutes at the top of the mountain. You know, this mountain is the tallest in Africa, and he says it was like conquering the whole world. For him to be up there, he enjoyed himself like we don't know. So he says some people were actually carrying 5-liter oxygen tanks on their backs, but he had none. At one stage, he thought maybe he had forgotten something, and, you know, he wanted to ask his anglers whether they had forgotten to give him his own tank. But he says going up the mountain, you need a lot of injuries, and at the same time, you shouldn't be worried about many things. But having 6 anglers and having paid $1,200 for the tour, he says it was really worth it. He enjoyed every bit, according to Leta, Nkululeko Leta. Right?
Let's hear what he has to say, because like you said, there's a lot of endurance that's needed for that climb, and people actually spend time training to climb, so I wish he was live so we could ask him if he actually trained or this was just a one-off.
He said he didn't ever train. He was inspired by people near him, you know, while he was doing a workshop. Okay. And then he said, okay, I can climb that thing. And he went up there. So here he comes.
Yes. Minigama lami nguNkululeko Leta. Ngiphuma eGoblawayo, Zimbabwe. Iprofession yami ngumanjinela womgwaqo. But sengabrancha futhi into transport engineering in general. Yes, liqiniso ngawukansa ingayiqansa indaba uKilimanjaro and experience really ethokozisayo but engekho lula and it's ebengisho ukuthi ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably akumelanga ukuthi angikhole ukuthi kufunakala umuntu or super fit, but umele ube reasonably fit physically. And but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikuqina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba and uzimisele ukuthi come what may. Kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuthi too much, but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening, hayi kuyabe kufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanise le ntaba.
Ye, kunokokwenza ukuthi uze uqanise intaba leyo abanye abantu beyisaba kangaka?
Ye, ngangilo mcabango okuyiqanisa nje, but ngingela plan yokuthi ngiza kwenza nini. But kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh, and I spent a week ngikhona ngale, and then I met a lot of people including ama-agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile and you don't look, you are reasonably physically fit, awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanise lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sesaqansa, abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama. I had some time on my hands, so ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had, other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje yikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Ye, singathi waxasa intaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Ye, waxasa intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waxasa kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers, so ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona, then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so we are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba leta uqhanza khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye
isibanga? Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela, and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi wena you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes, you look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlule i-20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le-collapse and then uyaluza but i-consciousness. Angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye, uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhongweni? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of ukuthi i scenery or just i feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani.
Ye, konke koroko.
Ye, i scenery ukuthi i vegetation yakhona ayikho enhle kangako. It's all le vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu, but kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe-Old
City. Amavela, so this is his first segment and then we'll continue with the next segment. So all what he's saying here is that as a structural engineer, it was not necessary that he had that job in order to go up there. So he says it was a question of endurance. Having a strong body, but not a super fit person. I've seen some people that are super fit, right?
Yeah.
So he says, no, not as such, but you have to have a very strong mind. You know, you have to play some mind games with the mountain. So he says he climbed that mountain without a specific date that he was going to do it. But it was always on his mind. It was at that particular time he was at Moshi. Moshi is an area around Mount Kilimanjaro. So he spent about a week or so before climbing the mountain and then met a lot of agents who told him, you know what, it's possible. So he thought about it, traveled for about 42 kilometers up the mountain. Instead of 2 days, he says it was 3 days going up, then 2 days going down. So he says it's much easier to go down than up, because when you go down, your oxygen supply levels actually increase. So he's happy that you know, he conquered the mountain, and when you are going down, you know that you have done a big job. So all in all, it took about 5 days to complete, you know, the whole thing. So he says he's very happy, but then he was not too impressed about the vegetation up there. He says, the scenery is not too good, right?
Aiwa, putanga tukunzwa mnyarikani wedu wangarukutawara na Gibbs, pamsorope, wangarukutawara imo kutivaka kuhira, Mount Kilimanjaro, wangarukutawara imo kutivaka chikuru kuti pfungwa inge yakagadzikana hazvinyanyo tarisa zvazvo kuti miri wako wakavakwa sei asi pfungwa inofanira kunge yakagadzikana nekuti vari kuti ivo vakatora mazuva matatu vachikwira Mount Kilimanjaro vakazotora maviri vachidzika uyezve vasvika kumusoro ikoko vakangobvunza kuti vagare ikoko 20 minutes vakatorawo mapicture nezvimwe zvakadaro vachibva vazodzika asi vanga vari kuti pakukwira Mount Kilimanjaro zvinhu zvava zvakati omei nekuti panodiwa oxygen nezvimwe zvakadaro asi pakudzika zvange zvave nani asi vari kuti ivo aiwa vari kufadzwa nezvavakaita nekuti chinhu chavanga vagara vachifunga kuti vachaita saka pavakangowana mukana vakabva vatora mukana iwoyo vakawanikwa vachienda pamusoro chaiko chaiko peMount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, let's listen to the second segment where he's speaking about his experience.
Kuswelakala kweoxygen pengaphezulu angangibona abanengi especially abadala asebekhulile babethwele ama-tank e-oxygen mtele 5 liters the oxygen on their backs like ogogo labokhulu ababevela eJapan lezinye abokorea babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula. So yikho kwakungani kwethusa ukuthi wena uyabuhamba uqansa ungela la oxygen yakhona ubona abanye bethwele ama-oxygen uthi mhlawumbe ikhona into awutholanga imemo nawo ukuthi kufunakala i-oxygen. So ugcina uzama ukwethusa ugcina ususethuka ukuthi mayibona kusho ukuthi lapha ngenza iphutha ngoba mina ngiyitholanga leyo oxygen. But with time ukuthi uguide nguyo nje yake utshela ukuthi no, it's not necessary unless uve uzazi ukuthi ule problem ukuphefumula. But nxa uma ungela problem it's not a problem ukuthi awula oxygen. Ethi ngizakubheka uma ngenza ngingathola ukuthi siphefumula nzima then we will turn sizophindela njalo singakafiki esiqongweni. No, bengithi nje luckily enough the akusadingekanga ukuthi siphindele singafikanga esiqongweni.
Yes, singathi wakansa ulabantu abangaki njalo wahlawula yini kwakuhlawulela khonokho.
Yeah, mina ngakansa ngilabantu ababengisikela abayisithupha kwakulalo owayengu-main guide onguye okhombisayo onguye ongitshengisa yonke izinto ongibhekayo ukuthi angithwalanga kanzima then kube lo muntu othwala amanzi okunatha la manzi okupheka kube lalo othwala ukudla for the okwesikhathi sonke 6 days zenezo kulalo ozahamba ayilungisa indawo lapho engizolala khona every night ukuthi ngithole leyo ndawo and indawo yakho nelungise kahle ukuthi umntalale elengubo esigudumalayo ngoba kuyabanda ezikho up and then kube lalo nje uassistant oyabisekela omunye ukuthi uma kungadingakala ukuthi ngithwalwe then bazongithwala kube labantu abazongithwala sebengisa either ku base camp or kundawo lapho abantu wenza evacuation ngehelicopter. So kwakule team sibili ayengikhangele ukwenzela ukuthi in case of emergency nje whatever eyabe yiyo babe bezimisele ukuthi bazoncedisa. Yikho-ke kunidayo ukuthi kubhadalwe ngoba ngomsebenzi wabo labo bantu nokubhadala i-park fees ngoba i-Mount Kilimanjaro is managed i-park national parks so labo uyakhokhela ama-charges akhona plus lokukhokhela i-team ehamba nawe ekuncedisayo ukuthi uphumelele and bazafuna labo i-tip ekugcineni nxa ufikile esiqongweni ba-expect ukuthi labo bathiphe ukuthi hayi i-mission accomplished or ukuthi siyenelisile ukufika esiqongweni.
Singathi konke sibili konke nxa sukhangele sibili iy'ndleko zonke kungafika kuma 20,000 kumbe kuma 10,000 kumbe imali enjalo.
Ach. Ngoba mina angihambanga through normal abantu bayabhukha ngama-agent la nxa use-South Africa uthole i-travel agent ubhukhe ngayo ubhukhele ama-flights le-accommodation and mina njengoba ngangisemsebenzini ngaleso sikhathi so ama-flights I didn't have to pay separate flights angidingakanga ukubhadala i-travel agent angayibhadalayo zi-park fees lokubhadala i-team yami engiphathisayo ekuqaniseni $200.
That marvelous. There you are. So he says he paid that much, $1,200 for the whole trip. So to be precise here, he was saying that he had a very strong team with him. And at the end of the day, he had somebody carrying water, food, a tent for sleeping, and all those kind of things, a health assistant, and a courier, somebody would help in the evacuation process, and he paid some park fees. So all in all, that's $1,200.
And a smile, of course. For me, I can't wait Mount Kilimanjaro, I can't get any team here, we have a Nayu, we have $1,200. Vaivabatsira kutakura mweya kutarisa kuti utano hwavo hwakamira zvakanaka here nezvimwewo.
We've got only about a minute, so your last word, Reverend Mutambanoki.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm wishing you all a happy new year and also inviting you wherever you are to join us for our Rwendo Kunamata Mabvira Pamwe. Beginning 2022 together. Tinokukokai, tinokudai, tichikunamatirai, tinozio timuchatinamatirao. Thank you so much for this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Structural Engineer Nkululeko Letta, Reverend Eva Mutambanuki, Mr. Makawe Nyati, Mr. Nhlanhla Mbambo, and Mr. Alexander Masego, and all those who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. And this is the Diaspora Forum. And signing off from Maryland, this is Chris Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflana Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., saying a very good night.
Good night.